WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report, a day of joy tinged with sadness. The Israeli army has just announced the Red Cross. It's on its way to collect the remains of several dead hostages after 20 of the living were released today in exchange for almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. President Trump spoke in the Israeli Knesset.
The long and painful nightmare is finally over.
Prime Minister Netanyahu.
You are committed to this peace. I am committed to this peace. And together, Mr. President, we will achieve this peace.
President Trump has just landed in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, where he will attend a summit with leaders from more than two dozen other nations. CBS's Nancy Cordes is there.
An orderly Israeli withdrawal from Gaza must still be worked out, along with a plan for Hamas fighters to hand over their weapons. And then, who exactly will govern Gaza? Who will rebuild it? And how many countries will fund that work?
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A long-awaited hearing in the ethics complaint against Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney has officially come to an end. The Wausau Ethics Board has officially heard the complaint against Dinney regarding his removal of a ballot box from the steps of City Hall last year. The complaint, filed in January, alleged Dinney's removal of the ballot box violated city ethics codes. In the nearly seven-hour hearing, the board and Dinney's lawyer, Andrew Erlandson, questioned witnesses, including Wausau Police Chief Matt Barnes, City Council President Lisa Rasmussen, City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi, and City Attorney Ann Jacobson. During his testimony, Dinney says he feels the public didn't know the box was there until it was missing.
I went out to inspect it, and I realized, you know, it's very light. It was clearly not secured.
He said he didn't intend to keep the box for an extended period of time.
You know, it wasn't my intention to keep it in my office for a full year. It was to try to move the cheese, I think is the term that I use, in getting the proper lighting, the proper security, the proper markings. And at the time, I didn't know there were issues with the marking per se, but I was concerned about the other security issues.
In looking back on the situation, Dinney said he wouldn't wish his, quote, 15 minutes of fame on anyone.
I had CNN showing up here. We had news camera before we had our security doors out front. We had news guys rolling and walking into my office. It was a miserable period of time.
The board's hearing brings a months-long process to an end, which included several attempts by Dinney to have the matter dismissed and delayed. The board did not immediately announce their decision. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds with some showers lingering this morning, then increasing sunshine through the day today and pleasant with a high pretty close to 70. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, a low right around 40 degrees. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and a high close to 60. It's 55 right now.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. You can win tickets to the world premiere of No Packers, No Life at the Marcus Theater in Waukesha, and Jane Matinere is in to talk about headlines. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Good morning and welcome, to Matinere on Air. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
And when you leave those live stream comments, we read them. And I just want to say shout out to Cornell. Thank you so much. Great show, Matt and Aaron Air. Well, you know what, Cornell? You're a great show, too.
Appreciate
that, Cornell.
Thanks
for watching and listening.
Yep, very much. We really appreciate it. Baseball. I know. Hang on. Baseball tonight. Brewers moving on.
Yep.
Into the NLCS Game 1 tonight. Brewers hosting the Dodgers. Our broadcast starts at 6:30. You can't listen on the stream because of baseball rules and things like that, but you can listen on terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
Here in Racine and Kenosha, you can catch the game tonight. Our broadcast starts at 6:30 on WRJN 99.9 FM, 1400 AM here in Racine, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Brewers hosting the Dodgers tonight. At 6:30.
There's times when I wish I could treat baseball with the same indifference I treat
so many other things.
Football and to even more disregard basketball. But no, I'm in this and it makes me so baseball was designed to hurt us. Jane, that's what I would believe.
Slow and painful.
162 slow games at least of pain. Why do we do this to ourselves?
Because we love it.
Yeah, it is really
because we love it.
It really is the greatest game.
All right, go Crew.
Go Crew.
Hosting the Dodgers tonight. Our broadcast will start at 6:30. We had hoped to be joined by George King IV with Democrats abroad. We must have had our signals crossed. Maybe it was a time difference issue. Mm-hmm. But the topic remains. Democrats abroad has talked about this. Democracy Docket has talked about this. GOP's latest voter suppression target. Overseas Americans.
Which I really don't feel, Jane, that it's that new of a target because in the, you know, if you look at the micro, yes, they want to target all ability to vote and anything that isn't on the day in person balloting.
Paper ballot is bad.
That anything besides that, bad. But in the last election and the election before that, Donald Trump made it very clear what his intentions were with voting. And he made it very clear that we should be taking a deeper look at what's happening overseas. Cause there's a lot of fraud that's happening overseas, Jane. There's a lot of fraud. Well, I think it's important to reiterate the point that if you are an American citizen, regardless of where you live, but if you are not living on American soil right now, you have the right to vote. Now, granted, it's tough there's a process. It's not like, you know, you have to send away for ballots. You have to make sure you're on certain time.
You have to contact your election clerk.
Yes, you have to put the work in. And honestly, I'm not so I think that's a good thing. To keep everything safe and secure and the processes up to speed, if you're going to live overseas, yes, you have to put in a little more work to get your ballot. If you want to vote, fine, done. But you have that right no matter what.
For decades.
Yes. And what the right has never been able to square with me, and those who disagree, a lot of people disagree with this, is you want to take away those rights? Okay, you're taking away those rights from military personnel too. He wants to paint the picture of these are disgusting liberals living in liberal European and other Canadian and Australian cities not voting for me, but that's not true at all.
Well, we don't know how these people are voting.
Exactly. But also, it's just your rights, and you're messing with people's, you're threatening people's rights, I should say.
Federal law for decades mm-hmm. has guaranteed that U.S. citizens living abroad can vote in federal elections. Republicans historically championed that.
Yes.
They were all about that, especially from active duty military.
Yes.
But as civilian voter participation abroad has gone up and become a greater part of the share of the overseas vote, now the GOP is changing its tune. Not a surprise. Recent legal battles, again, this from Democracy Docket, recent legal battles in Arizona, Michigan, and North Carolina show this growing trend to disqualify ballots cast in state elections by U.S. citizens voting overseas. Voting rights advocates say these attacks are part of a bigger strategy driven by shifting demographics and political patterns from the overseas electorate.
I guess I want to know the grounds on which they are placing their request for invalidation, first and foremost. Do they think that it's just voter fraud, that some guy in Ipswich who's lived in Ipswich his whole life who found a ballot on the ground because someone discarded it and said, I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris. Now, I'm not going to do an Ipswich accent. I want to vote for Kamala Harris. What are the grounds on which they're basing their request for invalidation?
That's a very good question.
The next question I have, and not the next question, but my thought is, based on what you just said, and on top of the data we're getting from last year, is, one, we don't know who any of these people are voting for.
No.
We do not at all.
All we know is that they have cast a ballot.
I can say with great confidence and 99.9% certainty that some of them voted for Donald Trump and some of them voted for Kamala Harris. I will bet.
You're going to go out on that limb.
I'll bet Calvin's car on that. I will. But the other thing is, the other point is, we don't know who they're voting for, but what we do know is that in 2024, after a concerted effort from various GOP state parties, they pushed the narrative of mail-in voting, of early voting, bank your vote, vote absentee. It helps. It's not bad. It's not in the face of their leader still talking smack about it. They were doing this, and it worked to their benefit.
It did. It worked to their advantage.
So the only thing it makes it look like they're just trying to disenfranchise, intimidate voters from all over the world now. That's the only way you can pose this. It's not about free and fair elections. It's not about the safety and the processes. It's about suppressing votes, pure and simple. And I know that because I don't know a single Donald Trump supporter who's been able to frame it in a way that makes it make sense.
Over 4 million U.S. citizens are eligible to vote in overseas voting. This was put into effect by Ronald Reagan. Mm. Voter turnout from overseas U.S. citizens overall is at less than 10% of those who are eligible. So the vast majority of people who are eligible to vote overseas don't.
Yeah.
So this is a very small percentage. But here's where it comes in.
Is this called the rub?
Here be the rub. Data from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission found that in 2010, military members and their families cast about 51% of overseas ballots. 40% were civilians. Mm-hmm. In 2020, civilian votes surpassed military votes,
okay,
making up about 57% of voters. That's when the GOP started jumping in.
So again, I'm going to quote one of my favorite comedians, Stephen Fry. This is going to be plain flavored English. When a group of people see that voting is increasing, or they see possible threats to their power coming forward, which we don't know. Again, we don't know who they voted for. But when they see an increase of a population who's voting that they don't, in fact, trust, like, or think likes or trust them, they are going to do their best to intimidate and to disenfranchise those votes. What does it say about the party that's leading this? Now, you're going to scream, safe and fair elections. We need to keep them secure. They are. It's proven. Sorry, that science is already in. No takesy-backsies on that one. But what does it say about the party that that actually now has changed their tune from 1 year ago?
Yeah, seriously.
What does it say about the party that's doing all of this? What does it say about them that they want to make sure that either all of the availability of voting for a group of people is taken away, or curtailing the ability to vote for certain groups of people?
If their policies are so popular,
mm-hmm,
and they have such a mandate, by the way, it wasn't a landslide election. He didn't win by a landslide.
He didn't. No.
It wasn't a landslide.
No.
If their policies were so incredibly popular, why are they continually trying to limit the number of people who can vote?
Yes.
By 2024, Trump and the GOP falsely claim Democrats are exploiting this overseas voting program to flood the system with illegal votes. Trump quoted on his social media platform in September, quote, "Democrats are talking about how they're working so hard to get millions of votes from Americans living overseas. Actually, they're getting ready to cheat." They're going to use this program to get ballots, a program emailing ballots overseas without any citizenship check or verification of identity whatsoever. That's all lies.
It's a lie. It's a
lie. All lies.
Pure lie. Pure lie.
Again, we've talked to Democrats abroad before.
Yeah.
People who live overseas, yeah, and the process it takes to get a ballot.
Yeah.
It's a process.
A long process, too.
A long process. You, yeah, actually have to contact your election clerk,
mm-hmm,
because that's who generates the ballot for you.
Yeah.
It's not like you go to some site on the web that says print off your ballot and mail it in. That's not how it works.
Write down in a piece of paper who you voted for and just send it into this P.O. box.
No.
It's just, it's, God, I hate talking about this because it's tiresome. And The fact that, you know, there's going to be a subsect of people who just believe no matter what that the ballots are stolen and the election is fraudulent and blah, 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 blah. But the problem we have is that there are another subsect of people who will scratch their chin and go, well, it's actually an interesting topic to talk about. Well, we should be. No, we have bigger. No. Two things. Stop giving billionaires our money. Release the Epstein files. Those are the things we should be talking about. Not this lying narrative about people voting overseas, exercising their just God-given rights through the Constitution.
That has been in place for decades.
Put in place by the most liberal president, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, he was cuckoo.
We got to talk about this because they just get to steal the narrative whenever they want. A year ago, bank your vote. Now, they're cheating. Make up your mind. It's very tiresome. Also, folks who voted for Donald Trump who are listening right now, thank you for giving us your time. I mean that. Thank you for giving us your time. You're being as hosed as we're going to be hosed, because it doesn't matter. You're red, you're blue. If you're working class, middle class, poor, working poor, doesn't matter. We're all getting hosed together because we are taking our eyes off the ball. We're giving money to billionaires and they won't release the Epstein files. Those are the things that should never stop being talked about.
And we should be allowed to vote if you live overseas. It's been in law for decades. Ronald Reagan said it was okay.
Myvote.wi.gov. Call your representatives. Even if it's the ones you believe are against policies like this, still call them and tell them what you want from them. Tell them what you expect from your leaders. Tell them they're doing a great job if you think so. But myvote.wi.gov is where you're going to go to contact your reps.
And just remind them, they work for us.
And they're getting paid during a shutdown.
They work for us. When we return, some exciting news. about the laughing tap, the tap of laughing. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Falls Radio, WXCO.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump administration confirmed in September it is sharing driver's license and Social Security information among federal and state agencies from a massive database of personal and voter data. A class action lawsuit by voters and pro-voter groups has been filed to stop it. Since May, 38 states have received requests to turn over voter registration and voting records, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. As of October 1st, the only state to have complied is Indiana. Eight states which refused to comply have now been sued by the Trump Department of Justice. The administration reportedly repurposed an existing U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services database for verifying immigration status called Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, or the SAVE system. NPR reported in September that the immigration status of 33 million voters had been checked using the database. The new lawsuit contends, quote, Congress passed the Privacy Act of 1974 specifically to prevent the government from creating formal or de facto national databanks or centralized federal information systems that would consolidate sensitive personal information of Americans stored at separate agencies, unquote. The voters and groups are asking the court for an injunction prohibiting the administration from using personal data not allowed by the Privacy Act. We've linked the complaint from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our resident young person, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 10:30 news, we'll lighten it up with a segment we call Audio Sorbet, where we take a breath, get away from the news, talk about sillier things. Today we're going to talk about videos that you cannot stop watching.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Could be something you find on Twitter, could be something on Instagram or TikTok or wherever,
mm-hmm.
or it might just be the topic that you cannot stop watching videos of. You have a very specific one.
I have a couple. Like there are ones that bring me great joy and great relaxation too. And I want to open up just a tiny bit more about this, whether it's your partner, whether it's a friend, is there someone in your life that you're constantly sending videos to? I have a couple in my life who would say it's like if you
they
look at our
send you every video.
Oh well, no, I do too. Like if you look at our conversations, it's literally like you know, hey, how's it going? Video, 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 video. What's going on? Video, 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 video. It's that and but yeah, it's a fun. This is gonna be a fun one because those videos I want there to be feel joy and those in this day and age is kind of how we find
little bits of joy, man. Mm-hmm. It's what it's all about. Little bits of happiness. Speaking of happy news,
The Brewers are going to the NLCS.
They are.
Sorry.
And the Laughing Tap.
That is true.
The Laughing Tap has a new home.
The
Greg
Laughing
Bach.
Tap is going to the NLCS this year. We're going to take on the Dodgers, and I don't fare well because I am out of shape and can't run.
No, this is great news.
Yeah.
You and your co-owners of the Laughing Tap have signed a new lease.
Yep.
You had been on, what, Fifth Street for a while?
Yes, we had been in historic Walker's Point for 5 years, 5 years and some change. So I'll give you the really quick version of it. So in October of 2019, so 6 years ago this month, we announced the opening of the Laughing Tap, which would have been, which was, and will continue to be, the only stand-up comedy club in Milwaukee City. So there are other places for...
There's one in Brookfield, I know.
But there's also Comedy Sports, and there is the Interchange Theater. There are places to see comedy in Milwaukee, but as far as stand-up goes, there's no dedicated club, and we were the only option, and we made that Milwaukee's home for stand-up comedy. We opened for about 7-8 weeks, because we opened in January 2020. Don't recommend opening
timing.
A business before...
Timing.
Yeah, that's all what comedy is timing. Closed for 5 months, reopened in the later part of 2020 to incredible standards of cleaning and operations and whatnot. We were doing shows to 12 people. Everyone was masked up, keeping distances. It was tough.
Yeah.
But somehow.
But you stayed alive.
Exactly. Businesses that have been around for 20, 30, 40, 50 years didn't make it, and the Tap made it. So Fast forward to late last year, we had to make the decision that we needed to leave that space because it just was not advantageous for our company to be there anymore for its opportunities. So we closed the club in June of this year, mid, and we just said,
We're going to look,
you know, and we had to answer a lot of questions like, we're not closing, we're not done, we're not out of business. And people asking me for months, what's going on? And I put on Facebook, I said, today marks the first day I don't have to say, well, we don't know yet, or we're still working on it, because the new location of the Laughing Tap will be at the George Watts and Son building on Milwaukee's East Side Commercial District, the George Watts building, just outside of Cathedral Square.
Right now, right near the Pfister.
Right near Pfister. Yeah, actually like
right around the corner.
A walk across the street, essentially, is going to be the new location. It was constructed in 1925.
It's a great building.
Italian Renaissance design, so there's a lot of Art Deco in there, and that's going to be informing our design choices as well. I'm going to read what we have here. It says, for over 9 decades, the George Watson Sons building was synonymous with fine crystal and china and renowned throughout Milwaukee community, serving the James Beard worthy sunshine cake. Constructed in 1925, our Italian Renaissance design, two-tone terracotta. It was sold in 2019 to Continuing Architecture and Planners, who are our landlords. We've been working closely with them. Great stuff. And they are upstairs. It's next to the Kessler's Diamond Center. So we're going to be next to all sorts of cool jewelry. And it's going to be a great building. And we're starting with the first floor. It's going to be a new club. It's going to be more seating. There'll be more. We were originally at 80 in the old space.
Yep.
We're going to be able to do between 100 to 120 at
still
least.
Still a nice intimate,
exactly.
A nice intimate space.
Exactly. And that's what all comedy, that's for me, that I don't want to get into a match about anything, but for me personally, a intimate space, and you talk to great comedians, they want intimate spaces. They want a nice, arenas suck for comedy. But the point is, we have made the announcement, we have signed the lease, we have a key. There are no announcements on when it will be opening.
Well, you have some infrastructure things you have
to take
care of.
Yes, there's a bunch of construction and design that needs to be done in that space, but that is the big announcement, that as of right now, the Laughing Tap has a new home, and when we have more information, we will give it to you. But we'll be staying in Milwaukee. We'll be in the downtown East Side area, and we're very much looking forward to what the future holds for what we're doing for comedy and what we're doing for the area, too, because it's local business. It's local art.
Local comics.
And local comics.
Yep.
And thriving in a day and age of corporatization. And that's
great
what we're
news.
For, so.
It's great, great news.
Yeah.
Laughing Tap, new home, George Watts building.
Mm-hmm.
We will update you as it becomes available. Roger from Stevens Point texting in. Congratulations, Greg.
Thank you very much. If you want to find out more, go to laughingtap.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. Comes out right now, comes out once a week, every 2 weeks, because there's not a lot happening per se. But we'll let you know more as we know more. Thank you, everyone, for your support. We truly, truly appreciate it. And I met Patton Oswalt last week. Yeah.
News is next. And then when we return, Audio Sorbet. Hope you can join us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the globe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Another Democrat is looking to win the 8th Congressional District seat next door. Lisa Hale reports.
Benjamin Ben Hable wants to see more representation for people like themselves in government. So Hable, 41, who self-describes as a young, disabled, gender-fluid person, is running as a Democrat for the 8th Congressional District.
I am running to represent underrepresented people because when those people are put into Congress, into positions of power, they actually make differences and changes for all. They don't think about just their group. They think about all groups.
Hable, a former engineer who lives in Burnham Wood, a small village in Shawano and Marathon counties, believes they are qualified to represent the 8th Congressional District.
There's only two qualifications. You have to be 25 and you have to be a U.S. citizen. You're also not supposed to be a felon. But, you know, apparently that can slide for some people.
In addition to diversity, Hable also thinks universal health care is needed in the U.S. But he said the most pressing issue in the 8th Congressional District is the apathy of young voters.
I think the 8th needs what all districts need. That's a lot more youth involvement. You hear it from every generation. There needs to be more youth involvement. Like, it sucks when millennials and Gen Z say that and then they don't get involved, but there's a lot of times that we feel pushed out and not wanted.
Hable faces opposition in the Democratic primary from Appleton businessman Mark Scheffler and Rick Crossan, a former Green Bay Area Public School District board member, who announced their campaigns in August. The winner of the Democratic primary on August 11th, 2026, will face 8th CD incumbent Tony Weed.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Normally, I prefer to see movies in the theater, but we'll have to rethink that when Minecraft 2 comes out. Variety reports a Minecraft sequel is in the works after the first flick made almost $1 billion worldwide. Not sure if you remember or heard this, but there is a zombie chicken baby scene that made teenage boys do very gross things in the movie theater. You might want to sit that one out and wait for it to stream. Minecraft 2 is scheduled to hit theaters July 23rd of 2027. Variety is also reporting that Bradley Cooper is in talks to star in the prequel of the Ocean's 11 franchise. The film will be set before the first Steven Soderbergh version of Ocean's 11 in 2001. This franchise is a remake of the original Ocean's 11 from 1960 that starred Frank Sinatra and some of his Rat Pack pals. The new film is rumored to be set in 1960s Europe. Margot Robbie is already on board to play the female lead. They are really milking this ocean thing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 98.9 WXCO.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing taking place in your Monday afternoon with highs in the mid-60s, a northwest wind developing. Overnight, scattered clouds and mid-30s could be a little frosty to start your Tuesday. Otherwise, clouds and near 60 in the afternoon. Some showers Tuesday night. Right now, it's 55.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down till we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we'll get a live update from Capitol Hill from Courier Newsroom's Cam Stevenson on any signs of progress in ending the federal government shutdown.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane, Matt and Air, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have baseball coming up later on. Our broadcast will start at 6:30. As the Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 1 of the NLCS, you can listen to the game on terrestrial radio if you're in Richland Center on WRCE, in Oshkosh on WISS, and here in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN. Again, our broadcast will start tonight at 6:30. Go Crew. It is the time of the show that we call Audio Sorbet, where we lighten things up, take a breath, get away from the news, talk about sillier things, because we all need that.
Mm-hmm.
This came up as we were getting ready for the show.
Yeah.
Because we're always surfing social media and looking for things and looking for topics. And you shared a video genre that you can watch over and over again because it makes you happy.
Yeah. I mean, well, you were honestly, like, so it all started with just you. So every day we come in, we're scrolling all the sites. God help us. It's a lot.
There's a lot.
But especially when you're scrolling social media, what's great is that you can, you know, like the Trump administration is taking candy from children and laughing in their faces. But then you scroll another video, you're like, oh my God, it's a dog getting a bath.
Right.
And it's
right.
Those little moments that really make the difference. And I'm not discounting the heft of what the news is that we need to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
But it does provide momentary escape. And you were scrolling and I saw a video where it was just a mashup of people opening up drains to drain flooded areas.
Clearing storm drains.
And there's a whole subsection of the internet, of social media, of people doing that, of clearing storm drains. And I love those videos because you know what's going to happen. It never ends with womp womp. He didn't get it. My car floated away. It always gets cleared.
There's a happy ending.
There's always an ending that makes you feel good. And I love them. So and I wasn't even, you know, that's the beauty of also of Audio Sorbet is that
something innocuous.
It's not only innocuous, but you can't decide. You can't sit down like, all right, what are we going to talk about for every time we do that? It never works or it sucks. It always has to happen in the aggregate. It has to happen on the side. I mentioned it and you said, that's Audio Sorbet. That's how we do it here at Matt and Air on Air Industries and Laboratories is we don't do it.
It's very scientific.
We don't think too much about things.
You could say that about the whole show.
Yeah. But but yeah, so the question we pose, and we'll keep it simple in the first part, but it's very inclusive in its totality, is that what are the videos that make you feel good, whether it is the genre like clearing storm drains, or is it just a video that you love that you want to make sure
over and over and over.
Yes. Share those thoughts with us. 855-752-4842, 855-757. You can send the links. Not FCC compliant so much. It's just not weird. Gross. Send those. No pimple popper videos. Send those to us via text or through the live stream. I'd love to see if they make you happy. They'll make me happy.
Absolutely.
So tell us, do you have a genre? Do you have a video? And Are you the type of person who has a friend or a partner where it's just like nothing but
sherry?
Bridget has discovered the videos on Facebook and it has become just I'm inundated. So I have to sometimes be like,
"Hi,
I'll have you." No. I just have to go back later and watch
all of them.
All of them. So yeah, I could talk about this for hours.
What is your video genre? What is the clip that you watch over and over or again? Is it a subsection? Is it just people clearing storm drains? What's your thing?
Yeah.
855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. That is our audio sorbet question for today. What is your video that you can watch maybe over and over and over? Or it's just a whole genre of videos that make you happy, take you away for a moment. 855-752-4842.
Now, I know for you, I can tell you right away, because we share this one as well, and that is We Rate Dogs.
Love We Rate Dogs. I will watch those every day.
And while they are on YouTube, and that's fine on YouTube, it's a little longer than I what I like from them on Twitter is that like straight shot of dopamine to the brain with the top five dogs every Friday, because it's beautifully curated. It's wonderfully narrated because they love dogs just as much as we do. But for a while, you and I, before we went to 9, we would watch it because it would post right before 10.
Right before the show.
And I remember there were times where the dogs were so beautiful and the stories were so wonderful that I'm like, I love everything. Emotions are
free. Get all emotional.
Oh, absolutely. It was amazing. So, yeah, I know you love. But is there anything else that when you're scrolling that you're just like, I got to watch this?
There is one video.
Yeah.
And it's only, I think it's only 20 seconds long.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm the only one. I can't be the only one who's seen this.
Okay.
There is a kitten, a black kitten on its back.
Mm-hmm.
And it discovers it has back paws. It is the funniest thing I think I have ever seen.
Yes.
It is this kitten. It's a revelation for this kitten.
Mm-hmm.
I have another foot.
Yeah.
Where did this come from? And again, it's.
Can I put it in my mouth?
Yeah, and you can.
Yes.
But it can't be more than 20 seconds long.
Yeah.
And I will watch that on a loop over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. I'm more prone to Instagram Reels, which is the exact same thing as TikTok. I don't know why I don't watch TikTok, but Instagram Reels, I just disappear into sometimes for way too long.
And that algorithm feeds you these.
Yeah, and I've learned how to not control my algorithm, but manipulate it where I know that if, especially because I'll comment, I know, leave me alone on some of the videos that I dislike because I just don't like what the narrative they're pushing. It gets me all up in my mad feels. But then when you do that, they're like, oh, you must like these videos about why trans people are trying to take away the rights of gun owners. And like, no, I wasn't. So you have to get into, it's true, those videos are out there. You have to then realize you need to flush it out a little. So you purposely look at good videos, comment on those videos, like those videos, and then they come back around.
That will feed your algorithm.
I just like videos of people having, I mean, I can get into specifics. I love videos of people having fun, unadulterated fun. And I think that's what we need in this world. There's a man from Korea. He is a very talented guitar player. He posts in Korean. I don't even care what he's saying. You know this, and I know this. The hard rock heavy metal genre is very macho. At least it was in the 80s when we were growing up. This guy is usually standing in front of his computer where he does all his recording. He's playing a metalish guitar. He's usually wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt. He does not look metal. He wears glasses. He has a short haircut. And he plays these blistering solos over the rockiness rock. But while he's doing it, he's just like giving really sarcastic thumbs up or putting his fingers through his hair and playing amazingly, but satirizing all of the trappings of hard rock guitar playing.
I love it.
And it's so fun because he's so good and he understands how ridiculous that genre is, but I've sent those videos to so many people because it's just great to watch. That's one guy, I love him so much.
855-752-4842. What videos will you watch? Because they make you happy. It can be the smallest, most innocuous thing. Mm-hmm. We were watching a video this morning that spurred this all. A guy cleared out a storm drain, and it turned into a whirlpool. Mm-hmm. And Greg and I were both like, ooh, look at that. 855-752-4842. Brett from Brown Deer. I will watch dogs and cats saving babies from predators.
Oh, geez.
Oh, there's all kinds of dogs versus bears.
Mm-hmm.
Little dogs versus bears.
Oh, my God. Dogs meeting babies.
Oh, dogs meeting babies.
Oh, oh, break my heart.
Jay from Eau Claire listening on WCFW. I watch lawn care videos yes. all the time.
So the lawn care video world started as just a couple dudes going through and cleaning up the yards. What it turned into is now some of those guys, they knock on the doors of individuals who need help. Like their houses are like it's like a lot of elderly people who just don't have the means or the family to take care of it.
Right.
And they go and say, hey, this is no joke. This is I'm going to do this for free for you. And you see them at first be very incredulous.
I've seen those.
And then afterwards they act like they've saved their lives and it's beautiful. Now it's morphed into literally, I'm not kidding you, because of bureaucracy. Cops coming and stopping these people and saying, you can't do that. Well, why not? I'm just, no, there's a stop.
An ordinance.
Yeah, because they want their money. They want their fees. But lawn care videos are amazing.
What video will you watch over and over again or genre of videos? Because it just makes you happy.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods joining us on the line. Good morning, Ollie. What did you want to say?
Mine isn't really a video or a genre. I am not very technical when it came to getting my first iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it during COVID. And I was missing getting out to see Christmas lights. And
yeah.
So I just took a bunch of snapshots of the different GIFs and strung them all together.
Yeah.
Oh. Sent it out as a Christmas greeting.
Oh.
And I watched it over and over.
Oh, until that's
my phone went kaput, and now I've lost all my photos.
Oh, that's a great idea, Ollie. That's a great idea.
Love that. I love that. I'm sorry you lost the photos, but don't worry. Christmas is coming, and there'll be a whole bunch of them for you. Thank you so much, Ollie, for calling in. Ronnie in Horicon listening on WAUK. I watch the people who take old rusty pieces of, quote, junk and completely deconstruct them to rebuild them step by step. It's amazing how beautiful and reconditioned pieces become. It's a total waste of my time. I watch them too. But I can't stop watching in order to see the end product. I love watching those too. The only thing about those videos that kind of infuriate me is because you want to believe you can do it. But then they pull out like $10,000 pieces of equipment that will like clean them. And you're like, oh, I can't do that.
I don't have that.
Kelvin, what about you?
I wouldn't say I even particularly enjoy these videos, but they're ones I see a lot and end up watching them. There are these videos of a hydraulic press, and they just smash things.
Slowly.
I just want to crush things.
There's a woman who has made it her gig watching those videos, judging what they're smashing, and it's great because she has a very sultry UK accent, and she'll be like, oh, no, I hate that. Oh, I love that. It's hilarious. Yes, especially when they crush something that's food, and it shoots up through the little holes on the hydraulic press.
Even
and
better.
It's like confetti.
855-752-4842. Carmela, you get the last word on this from Milwaukee. Thanks for joining us, Carmela. What do you watch over and over and over?
I watch wild animals asking humans for help.
Oh.
I watched one yesterday where a giraffe came to a guy's tent and then made him follow him, and the baby giraffe was in distress. And then it always, the baby or the mother always come back to them. I've seen like households, like a baby bear.
Yep,
or
I saw the bear one.
Yeah, yeah, and they always come back, and I'm always like, it's in my algorithm, so
yep.
I'm always like, oh, wow.
That's awesome, Carmela, thank you.
I love it.
Be kind.
Yes.
Be kind. Go
help,
watch.
Help bears.
Help bears. Just go watch something silly.
Yeah.
We can all use it. Speaking of, we're going to wrap up the show. This shouldn't be a thing. That's next. Stay here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, our friend and colleague Todd Alba. We'll be here after the 9:30 news. I'm going to be on his show this afternoon. Now I'm joining Todd on Mondays at 2:30.
I wouldn't mind being there.
You can stream.
Oh God,
if you
I don't like that. I'm sorry, I did that. That felt weird. It was like channeling my grandma right there.
Todd Alba joining us tomorrow at 9:35 in hour number two. Will Westmoreland, who is a farmer from southwestern Missouri, is going to be joining us. We're going to talk tariffs and what he is hearing from a lot of his fellow farmers and how they're faring. Still waiting for this bailout package for our farmers. And it'll be an interesting conversation. So join us tomorrow for Todd Alba and Will Westmoreland will be joining us. Calvin, it is just about 10:54. That means it's time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. This is Run for the Border Literally Edition.
Yeah.
This is from KYGO 98.5. Calvin found this out of Colorado. Headline reads from Sean Patrick, Denver hosts 31-mile run where racers have to constantly consume Taco Bell. In Denver, there's an ultra runner event called the International Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon. 31 miles. The race is a loop through Denver, which includes mandatory stops at 10 local